they're an all-around good defense. I think everyone knows that they're a good defense, and you know it's well deserved. You know, they have good players all around. They start up front. Both Smiths are good players. You know, really their whole front is good. They're linebackers, Pro Bowl linebackers. You can go into the secondary, they have Pro Bowlers back there as well. So as you look at the defense on a whole, you know, they're really good players all around. We're gonna have to do a great job. You know, for four quarters.
Did you have any run-ins with Alvin Smith at Missouri?
I'm sure I did. I didn't realize, you know, I guess the player he is and he turned out to be, you know, at the time. I knew they had a good defensive end. You know, in college, you know, you study more defenses in general, and instead of focusing on players and names, you don't put so much time into that. But I definitely know who he is, and we'll be looking out for him.
Ryan, Joe Philbin was talking about the scoring at 19 points a game, and he was saying it's just tough to win consistently when you score that few amount of points. Is there anything you can point to? Trouble getting the running game going, red zone, third down, as to why you struggle to score points?
Definitely, I agree. You know, you can't win games consistently only scoring 19 points. So that's a big focus of ours, is to find a way to get more points on the board, whatever way it is. You know, we have to find a way. You know, I think our run game has been picking up the past few weeks, and we're excited about that now. I have to do a good job in the pass game, get the pass game going early on in games, and be consistent throughout games. You know, I think third down is an area that we're really focusing on right now, where we haven't been good the past 2 weeks. And we're putting our defense back out on the field in tough situations, as opposed to, you know, continuing drives down and getting points on the board. So that's a big focus for us this week, is to be able to continue drives and you know, convert on third downs.
You guys have been pretty fortunate with health this year, but how big of a loss is it not having Jake the last four games, do you think?
It's huge. You know, you can't replace a guy like Jake. You know, I think that the guys we bring in will do a good job moving Jonathan over. Then bringing Nate in on the other side, they'll do a good job for us. But you know, it's tough to replace a player like Jake, who's, you know, been to four Pro Bowls, I think. So he's a leader on this offense, and we're gonna miss him.
How do you feel about Sunday's game overall? I mean, your progress this year has been pretty steady. Just how do you feel about some of the missed opportunities on Sunday?
You know? It's tough. You know, when you miss throws, you make 99 times out of 100 in practice and even in games. You know, it's frustrating. You know, but you can't do anything about it, but move on, make the throws next time they come up. So, you know, I was definitely frustrated that night and when I watched the film. But I'm over it now and just ready to make the throw next time it comes up.